Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi everybody, on today's wrestling news, the genius Lanny Poffo has passed away at 68 years old.
An update on major WrestleMania plans for Gunther.
Huge update on WWE backstage morale after Royal Rumble 2023.
And we've got the latest news on WWE lifting NXT restrictions in the Royal Rumble match. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Andy Murray.
And this is the news.
Kick things off with some sad news. The passing of Lanny Poffo, aka The Genius, aka Leaping Lanny, at 68 years old. This was broken last night by his colleague and friend, Hacksaw Jim Duggan, who tweeted the following. With a very heavy heart, I've been asked to let everybody know about the passing of our friend and colleague, Lanny Poffo, The Genius. Rest in peace, Lanny. So, Lanny's an interesting guy for me to consider because, like, from my personal standpoint, like, I, in the moment, as his career was happening, obviously much of his work took place before my time, and then a lot of it later on maybe took place in promotions that I wasn't really focused on that specific time. So for me, like, my experiences of him have mostly been from going back and rewatching old stuff, which is the case with a lot of older wrestlers, of course. When you're 35 years old, you weren't there in 1979 when he was breaking out in ICW under his father, of course. But yeah, of course, the Poffo wrestling family, Angelo Poffo, his dad, Lanny is the brother of Randy Savage as well, of course. But The Genius for me is how I mostly remember his work in the then WWF, of course. A really fun comedy character. The reason Kenny Omega calls the Hulk Hogan match his greatest, his favourite wrestling match of all time. It's a blast of a thing. For me, what stood out about the guy most was his personality, his buttery smooth voice.
Yeah,
I could listen to that guy just read a grocery list and make it compelling, and the character and all of that stuff. The promo delivery was really unique. It's obviously sad when it, like, we have to cover this kind of topic more than we would like, but for me, rest in peace, Lanny. It's obviously immediate thoughts go to his friends, his family, his colleagues, everyone who knew him. It's rough news always, and we wish everyone close to him all the best.
Yeah, devastating news, like you say, Andy, and as we often say with wrestler deaths, gone too soon. And a bit like with Jay Briscoe, it was just sort of a weird situation on social media last night because it was, you know, everyone was very upset about the passing of Lanny Poffo, and yet we also got to celebrate some of his best moments because people were sharing it all over Twitter and the like. So it's always tinged with, it's a shame that it's taken this for people to really remember and acknowledge what a great character that was. But I had a blast on Twitter last night looking at, you know, clips of him taking a pop at Shakespeare and the like, basically. But obviously, yes, as, just to reiterate what you say there, thoughts going out to Lanny's friends and family at this very, very difficult time.
He did loads of work in so many different roles as a manager, a wrestler, a commentator. Actually, it was kind of out of nowhere that New Japan briefly brought him in, like, a few years ago as, like, an English language commentator and stuff. So, yeah, like, he wore many hats, including his hat as, as The Genius, of course. Sad stuff. Thoughts to the immediate family, friends, and anyone who knew him.
Indeed. Right, let's turn our attention now to WrestleMania 39. A lot of speculation about what Gunther's going to be doing that at that event. Obviously, had a great showing at the Royal Rumble, down to the final two. He's been fantastic as the Intercontinental Champion and has, for once, not just people saying this on the internet, genuinely brought prestige back to that title. And now WrestleVotes, usually very reliable on these sort of things, on Twitter, have appeared to reveal what he could be doing at the show of shows this year. They tweeted, I'm told, while not decided 100%, there are plans to feature an Intercontinental Championship three-way match at WrestleMania. Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre. There are a number of supporters within creative not only want the match, they want it towards the top. TBD, so covering their arse with the TBD part there, Andy. But, yeah, that's two-thirds of one of my favourite matches of last year. And then Drew McIntyre chucked into the mix as well.
Yeah, the Gunther and the I almost said Universal, the Intercontinental title. It's been a great run. It really has. For like 20, 30 years, we've been sitting here and going, they're going to make it the Workers' title again. And they never did, not once. But now they actually have.
Yeah.
It's funny that all it took was getting rid of a crazy despot who didn't know what he was doing for the latter part of his run and replacing him with someone who just writes logical wrestling stories. But yeah, the Gunther, I always say it differently every single time, and I can't say THs properly, which doesn't help. But his run has been awesome. His main roster run in general has been awesome. Him versus Sheamus was one of my favorite feuds of the year. Really simple, and to me, it's like, I like simple stories. I like, hey, these guys are just two kick-ass wrestlers who want to fight and find out who's the best, and that's what that was. Like Drew being thrown into the mix adds a different flavour for me personally, for my taste. Like, I'm not poo-pooing this match, I think it's going to be awesome, but for my personal taste, what I would do, and it's kind of irrelevant because I'm not a booker, I would do Drew at the Elimination Chamber.
Oh, okay.
Gunther beats Drew, goes to WrestleMania, faces Sheamus, one final battle, and Sheamus beats him one-on-one.
I like that,
and gets his win over, like, on the big stage, and it's like, oh, I'm the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
And all that stuff. That'd be a bit more compelling for me. I'm not a big triple threat guy, but no complaints.
No, exactly. I'm just genuinely happy for Gunther, because let's be honest, when they brought him up and changed his name from Walter, you and I sat here and went, here we go. And we knew what the old regime, let's say, booked him like at Survivor Series.
Good job they got rid of that surname they were planning for.
What were they thinking there? Anyway, yeah, like you say, great match with Sheamus. Happy to see them run it back. I like your idea as well. But, yeah, he's already, the top 10 longest reigns of the IC title.
And he's only been on the main roster for, it feels like 11 months or something?
For me, yeah. If you're going to do a triple threat or you're booking, the only person who should walk out other than Gunther as IC champion, no offence, Drew, is Sheamus. And if you're not having them win it, then maybe you can just keep the title on Gunther till SummerSlam and maybe give us that Brock Lesnar match that you teased, because I'd still really like to see that.
Me too, man, me too. I'd like to see Brock get in that mix after he's done his business with Big Bob.
Yeah, all I know is if that's the plan for WrestleMania 39, yes, have it higher up the card, and also it's a bad night to be a chest.
Absolutely is. How's morale doing after the Royal Rumble?
Ooh.
Do you remember last year, our post-Rumble reporting, we covered the Fightful reports, we covered the PW Insider reports, saying that morale was at an all-time low. I mean, that year's Rumble was not great.
It's an all-time low unless you were Shane McMahon.
Yes, exactly. We had the Shane McMahon shenanigans, we had all of that. Couldn't be more different this year.
Great.
Good to hear. This is the Fightful Select report, just noting, it's like a bunch of different stuff here. All kinds of bits and pieces. A lot has changed in WWE over the past year, since the past Rumble. Most notably, Vince McMahon is no longer at the creative helm, and Fightful reports that the executive chairman's influence wasn't felt creatively on this event. Additionally, he wasn't seen there either, so it seems like Vince wasn't in the house. WWE personnel they're not afraid of talking about Vince behind the scenes. Like, they're not afraid of bringing his name up, but most people haven't asked about him since the meetings that Triple H, Nick Khan, and Kevin Dunn held, where they were like, hey, he's not doing creative, brothers.
Yeah.
Day to day and week to week, WWE's backstage atmosphere is apparently much more laid back. We still have, like, a remnant of McMahon's legacy. There's still a sign that says Vince's office backstage. That's still there. That's never gone away. But it points to a completely different area now. Now, regarding the Rumble...
Toilets.
Probably a prison cell, to be honest. But regarding the Rumble event itself, Fightful note that there were much fewer... far fewer last-minute changes than under Vince, with the show described as being the easiest in a long time. A quote here, it's quite interesting. This year's was a dream compared to last year's nightmare.
Yeah.
Fair play. Generally, the only complaints were related to some like minor transitional stuff that they feel the new regime will get used to eventually anyway, and also Hardy.
Yes.
Hardy's performance, which was seen to have eaten into other people's time.
Needed more Pitbull, I agree with that.
I mean, to be fair, the Hardy performance was absolutely pish, so that's fair.
Yes.
But yeah, good vibes.
Yeah, just as we always say with these sorts of things, just nice to hear people enjoying going to work, because that's not always been the case, as you alluded to there, within WWE. I think many people watching the Rumble matches would have assumed it was a mainly Triple H thing, other than maybe Nia Jax showing up, for example. And I think you could probably have guessed that, yeah, Triple H was in charge for the thing, because look at how they booked Gunther. The right people won the matches, in my opinion. I thought the show itself, like you say, just, I get it, some people have differing opinions on the men's and the women's Royal Rumbles this year and which was best and, you know, how they were booked and blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, a lot, far more, there's a far bigger chance of me going back and watching the Rumble, I've already have actually, but going back and watching the Rumble matches again in a few months' time. Yeah. I will never watch 2022's Royal Rumble ever again.
Yeah, it was a wet fart in an elevator, those two Rumbles.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
But speaking of the Rumble, Andy, Fightful Select coming through with a report about NXT talent being used in it. Apparently it was decreed last year that WWE said no NXT 2.0. Talent to be used, but this year they did obviously choose to include some NXT talent in the Women's Royal Rumble match. Shawn Michaels telling Fightful that he provided feedback to company higher-ups when they let the brand know the wrestlers they wanted to use in the Rumble. They obviously had great performances all around from Roxanne Perez, Indi Hartwell and Zoe Stark. Apparently Ivy Nile, who if you've not been watching NXT is great and jacked, she was backstage as a sort of potential alternate. None of these wrestlers, Fightful note, will be called up as a result of this. But yeah, more of this sort of thing next year, I'd say. Like, don't get me wrong, I love the celebrity appearances and the legend appearances. Could have done with maybe a couple more this year, but I also
one or two.
I also liked the fact that some NXT stars who deserve it, someone like Roxanne Perez, he's ready for the main roster, got a shine and Roxanne got a great reaction.
Yeah, I thought it was a weak surprise year this year, to be honest. But that had nothing to do with the NXT people being in the women's match. It was just like Booker T was fun, but maybe one more.
Yeah,
one more. I know it's like taken away from
weird as well. Sorry to interrupt, but weird as well that Michelle McCool's like, oh, am I in the Rumble? Yeah. I feel like people should know that they're in the Rumble.
Yeah, I kind of enjoyed that aspect of it. I was like, this is so silly. I'm kind of into this wrestling. And Uggs. She's like, oh, wow, what? My
still
music.
Great.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun. Yeah, it's good. Like, Rock, I think, like, even though, like, Zoe was in there for, like, 26 minutes or, like, a crazy long time, I thought that Roxy looked great. She was only in there for a few minutes, but she got to do all her stuff. She looked like one of the best wrestlers in the match, which is wild because she's 21. She's awesome. I think she should be on the main roster before too long, to be honest.
Yeah, and I think with some of the characters in NXT, even if you think they're not ready for the main roster, and even if you think maybe people won't know them as much, because it's obviously not as watched as it was before.
Nobody watches that show.
But I think some of the characters are fairly easy to work out what they are in the time it takes to walk to the ring. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Tony D, but if you come out and go, this guy's a mafia boss, you've got it by the time he walks 10 paces.
You're not going to go, I wonder what's going on with this bloke, are you? It's right there. It's right there.
Let's move on to your questions. These today taken from our YouTube community page, so make sure you always keep an eye on that, and on our Twitter, at What Culture WWE. Tall Dan 26 starts us off, who writes, "Happy Friday, dynamic duo." Thanks very much, Dan. If the Fiend and the Flatty had to have a stipulation match, what would you call it and what are the stipulations? Now, I was thinking before this, Andy, they did the Mountain Dew Pitch Black match. Did I read somewhere, I don't know if this was bollocks in one of those brilliant kayfabe news articles that are now sort of blended with reality, that they were doing some sort of bloody cinnamon toast crunch thing potentially for WrestleMania?
That was doing the rounds on Twitter. I'm not sure how reputable that is, but it's very funny to think of, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've got it, and it's a bit of a boring answer, right? But Florida, right? Florida exists. It's a wild place. I've been there many times, legitimately, about a dozen times. I've got family there. I have an appreciation for the weirdness and the wildness of Florida. Don't at me. But there's a lot of WWE stuff goes on in Florida. A lot of wrestlers live there. There's also a lot of alligators in Florida.
Yeah.
It stands to reason that Bray Wyatt, the Fiend, has spent a lot of time in Florida. So what we're doing here, what else does Florida have a lot of, as well as wrestlers and gators? Theme parks is the
yes.
answer. Right, here we go.
That's good you answered that, because I could have gotten in a lot of trouble.
We've got crazy people. Nothing but love. Sincerely, I love that state. It's incredible. But, okay, theme parks.
Yes.
What's a theme park that the Fiend would like? The answer is Universal. I'm not even going to let you answer.
Yeah.
What does Universal have? This is the reason. Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh.
Right? Boom. What is a theme park in Florida? And this is a real theme park. I'm going to let you guess, actually. It might be fun. That the Flatty would enjoy in Florida.
Crocland.
Gatorland.
Oh! Is that the one you've got in the...
It is. I've got a brochure on my wall through the house.
It's real. It's true.
It's real. I've been there to Gatorland. It's sick. So, we combine the two for this match. We do Halloween Horror Nights in Gatorland. That's the match. And the Flatty probably wins because there's like 1,000 alligators in that place. So the Fiend hasn't got a chance.
Yeah.
But I would not pay to watch a man die, but I would watch that match if no one died.
Is it like Roman Reigns going to fight Drew McIntyre in his backyard, basically. Of Wales? I'm going to book something slightly different. I'm going to book the eel on a pole match, where the winner is the first person not to grab the eel, but it's an electric eel. You have to be electrocuted by it, so you have to wind it up a little bit.
Shock.
And
you get his tail and just go...
Of course, I've got some brand sponsorship. It's Rice Krispies, because both the Fiend and the Flatty are going to get a snap, crackle and huge pebby when they come out.
God.
Dustin Sherrick is our second question of the day. If the What Culture crew could have a feud with any faction, what football team would it be?
Oh.
And what is the stipulation? I assume they mean football, not American football, because obviously we hate the Baltimore Bastards.
No, I love the Baltimore Bastards.
Oh, sorry,
screw you. It's the
Go Colts.
It's the San Francisco 69ers that I don't like. To hell with those guys.
Also, Super Bowl next weekend.
Yeah, the Chicago Deep Dishes. Those guys suck. Wow.
What are we talking about? Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, look, I'm from Aberdeen, so like you know my answer. But I'm going to go with something a bit different rather than ripping on that 10-year-old football club that did
pass. And I don't want to give any airtime to the scabs that are Mansfield. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry. Anyway.
Probably Newcastle United, isn't it? Fun. We got a few based where we are in the world. We've got a few fans in the office. It's fun.
Have
a little needle buying their way to the third most impressive cup in the UK. Hell of an achievement.
Not won it yet. Let's not forget. There's the baby faces in that final. Manchester United.
300. Yeah. How are Man U the baby faces? It's wild. Oh yeah.
Harry Ten Hag's a good baldy.
Yeah. The answer is the source of their funding. Obviously, not that the Glazers are much better.
I'm going to bat for you here. Stop overusing GZ Peeps, man. Let it be in its special little place.
Especially you rugby mother hubbards.
Yes.
I've seen rugby commentators going, GZ Peeps. No, it belongs to us. I'm gatekeeping GZ Peeps now. That's where we're at.
GZ Peeps, man.
People gatekeep anything. Did you know I got gatekept on my bloody soda choice last week? I posted a nice little tweet, right? A funny tweet going, hey, shout out to anyone who has ever used the automatic drinks machine in Burger King and not triggered an avalanche of ice. Because it's just
a nightmare.
Right? And people were like, why are you using ice? What are you doing that for? Shut
up. What are you doing?
If you can gatekeep that, I can gatekeep GZ Peeps, Mother Hubbard.
Finally, Omar Sharaf gives us our final question of the day. Omar writes, good morning, legends. Can't wait for Friday to you to ask this. If you could hire one wrestler to What Culture Wrestling, who would it be and what role would you give them?
Oh.
Happy Friday, folks. We've got the muscle side. Obviously, you and I have got that taken care of, so we don't need anyone particularly strong.
Yeah.
Who would fit into the What Culture Office vibe? I mean, we've got genuine friends of the channel, like 2.0, the
right
now
back.
Cool Hannah Call that Andrew Daddy Magic. I mean, they'd fit in like that, but they're doing great guns right now. Would you have Danhausen in the office?
Yeah, yes, 100%. Why would you not have that man doing anything?
I'm just worried that I do something and get cursed. Yeah. Like, it's a tightrope you've got to walk there.
We'd all go home with, like, the sword of Damocles hanging over our head or something. But yeah, man, this is a really fun question.
Unfortunately, we can't because he's just been signed. But I would, just to live the experience of, like, you know, like, AI, VR, 1 week in the office with Dirty Dango. And he'd be the cleaner, obviously, but he'd be a very sexy one at that.
I think I would bring in, honest to goodness, I would bring in John Moxley, because we are a horrendously uncool bunch of individuals, all of us, on every single level, and he would teach us a lot about how not to be complete melts.
Yeah, either that, or, you know, when some Raji's going past or whatever, if you have any trouble outside, we could have Isla Dawn.
As we sometimes do.
We could have Isla Dawn as security, and she could touch them and make them vomit black goo. So, you know.
There you go.
Either or. Actually, genuinely looking forward to NXT Vengeance Day. We're doing a preview video on it.
2 p.m. today, baby.
Where we take it genuinely seriously, so do go and check that out. And, can I reveal? We've got another news video coming your way later on today.
A little exclusive coming for you later today. That video will be out about 5 p.m. today. AEW news, contract news. Check it out.
Big stuff. And finally, I'm leaving my wife, ladies and gentlemen. That's the announcement.
I like you and your wife. Yeah, why?
She's all right, Anne Louise. She's just not the laughing cow who slid into my DMs yesterday. You may have seen.
What?
I was thirsting after the laughing cow over the last few days, actually, on the news. And I subsequently tweeted, the laughing cow is goated. To which the laughing cow last night responded, obviously. And then a crown emoji. So,
queen cow.
Yeah, that's a thing. I'll provide a bit of an update. I'm sure she won't mind me saying this. But we've been DMing quite a lot. She sent me a few voice notes of her doing the laugh, which has done things for me. And I'll just say this, Andy.
I'm no longer comfortable hosting these videos.
It's not going to be very long until you hear some wedding cowbells and we walk down the aisle looking to each other's eyes and say, I moo. So. Be my best man. All right, let us know your thoughts on that and alternate news stories in the comment section below. Like, share, subscribe.
Jinx Clivens, help my boy.
Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts. We're on for daily wrestling podcasts. We'll preview SmackDown, we'll preview Rampage, and we've got Wrestling Culture with a hashtag Bloody Good Quits coming away later on today. Thoughts, Twitter questions, all the good stuff. It's on the YouTube community page and on Twitter at What Culture WWE. Oh, wow,
there's really no room here.
Where you can follow both of us. You can follow Andy Murray at
Andy H. Murray. The H stands for Hoop 10.
Oh!
Judgment Hoop.
You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Wilborn, although my DMs are now closed, only open for the laughing cow. You can follow us all at What Culture WWE. Actually, if you're the Cadbury Caramel Bunny, hit me up.
You have to be a rabbit or a bovine Dallas.
Or, of course, as we said yesterday, a Jolly Green Giant. Right?
Well, he would just storm it. The Jolly Green Giant sees the message saying, you can't DM this people. He does it anyway. Yeah. Finds a way.
He's going to do it anyway.
He's like Barry from EastEnders.
Right. Thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you soon.
To hell with the Jolly Green Giant, man. Prick.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.